Now, NSFA students must be rejoicing at the news that the Department of Higher Education and Training has allocated 967 million rand to settle their historic debt. Now, this covers around 52,500 National Student Financial Aid Scheme students currently studying, and they will benefit from this particular initiative. But I want to take you back. I think it was June, July last year, the Higher Education Minister ordered an investigation into NSFAS as the government's funding model of university and college student teetered on the brink. So that investigation was done. There's a new head. So where do we stand today as far as the administration of this is concerned? So Minister Naledi Pandor, thank you very much for your time.
Good morning. Thank you very much for the opportunity. Morning to your listeners as well.
So before we talk about the 967 million, which I think a lot of young people are going to be very happy about, where does NSFAS as an organization stand? Because we had Sizwe Khazana leaving. There seems to be a new management structure in place. So the juxtaposition of what was and what is, Minister, I take it you're happy with things.
It's a vastly different organization from the one that we spoke about on many, many radio stations last year. We have Dr. Randall Carallison as the administrator, and he has actually done a sterling job. He's been absolutely amazing. We have a team of experts working on developing new systems and certainly training the staff that are still in place there. The organization has been really through a change management process and is very different from when I was appointed last year.
So what are some of the key differences? I mean, so you're telling us you've got a great management team in place. But in terms of the...
By January this year, over 300,000 students knew whether or not their applications were successful. By February 12th, students were receiving their allowances. This has never happened before with the scheme. The further point, though, is that there still are matters to iron out. We're not perfect as yet, but as I say, vastly, vastly different. We have had some institutions not allocating allowances on time. The pace of registration, you know that there were stoppages by students. Registration didn't continue. We can only confirm your funding once you are registered by a tertiary institution. So that did delay things somewhat. But in terms of NSFAS itself, we're dealing with something very different, and I'm really happy. But I would like us to get back to a situation where there's a full-time CEO and where the staff complement is a full-time permanent staff. That will carry through this. But I'm not rushing at all. I think the administrator must really bed down all the changes and make sure that, you know, we have a viable institution that's able to perform well on a sustained basis.
Absolutely. I mean, if one looks at some of the structural problems that you've alluded to earlier, one doesn't expect something like this to turn around in 1 year. So that is good news. Now, let's get on to the 967 million to settle historic debt. Now, when we talk about historic debt, are we talking under the old administration and the challenges faced with NSFAS? Or so who does that 967 million actually go to?
So it refers to students who were under the old scheme of the National Student Financial Aid Scheme. You'll remember that the government was not able to allocate full cost funding to students previously. And so the scheme would have a partial grant, and families would have to make a contribution. And many families who apply for NSFAS are poor, and so they couldn't meet that cost, and students would borrow from universities. So this loan grew and grew and grew. Students would then, some of them, complete their studies with this loan hanging over their heads. They wouldn't be able to get their certificates. So they sit without a graduation certificate because they have to pay back the loan.
Right.
But they can't get a job because they don't have a certificate. So it became a somewhat of a vicious circle. And the government, when it introduced the new scheme in 2018, indicated that a full due diligence exercise would be carried out to identify what is called a historic debt. We've completed what I've called the first phase, and these are students who are in the system, who are continuing to study, whose debt we will be able to relieve. So as I've said, it's the first set of conclusions from the due diligence exercise carried out by my department with National Treasury, as well as the Department of Monitoring and Evaluation in the presidency. So the three departments are the ones that have been carrying out this exercise of identifying both the size of the debt and the students linked to it. And we're dealing with those who are continuing in the system at the moment.
So moving forward, Minister... So
it would be those registered who had been in the system registered in 2018 when this new scheme began.
So moving forward, how do you intend to prevent this from happening again? Because I would imagine that NSFAS, as it continues, and until we say, listen, 100% free, you know, fee-free for those who are in need, for those who have aptitude, but how do you stop this from happening again moving forward?
Well, what we have to do is carry out an assessment of the rest of the debt, which is much bigger than the continuing student one. These are a debt of students who have left the system but who continue to be unable to pay. And that exercise is still ongoing. We think it's a much, much bigger quantum that we're talking of there. But with the ones who are continuing in the system, who are beneficiaries of what we announced yesterday, they will be brought on to being provided with support for that loan component that they'd have to get for future purposes.
Well, Minister Naledi Pandor, thank you so much for your time this morning. Minister Pandor is the Higher Education and Training Minister.